friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Memches Kinyanei Torah. In the previous shiur, we discussed at length the Inyan of Shimush Tamid Chachamim, and we saw that Rabbi Akiva was Kielu Shofech Damim when he was Metapel Meis Mitzvah, according to his Rebbeim, when he was Metapel Meis Mitzvah, when he took care of a Meis Mitzvah, and he did not go and learn instead of learning. And we discussed the question of what did Rabbi Akiva do wrong? Osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. Tosfos already says that shimush tamid chachamim is different than learning. Comes to shimush tamid chachamim, that's in its own category. So akopanim, you see the godless of shimush tamid chachamim. Rabbi Akiva was on his way to be mishamish to serve tamid chachamim. That's even greater than the actual learning. And there's obviously no osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. There, that even overrides the meis mitzvah that he had seen. And the shvichus damim, the Bali Musa say the shvichus damim is shvichus dam atzmo, because he could have become that much greater. And shimush tamid chachamim is greater than actually learning, because it gives a person the kelim. Rashi says shimush tamid chachamim is learning svara, learning how to learn, how to analyze a text, how to understand, how to ask, how to answer. And this is mamish yisod ha-yisodos. So one of the contemporary achronim says that b'sman hazeh, if someone's in yeshiva, there's no heter of osik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, or mitzvah she'ev shel asa adei cheirim. Normally we say mitzvah she'ev shel asa adei cheirim should be done by someone that you can be vatal Torah for. But here we see, we know that this is a mitzvah she'ev shel asa adei cheirim, nobody else is doing the mitzvah. Nevertheless, for shimush tamid chachamim, there's no heter that of doing a mitzvah that nobody else can do. Shimush tamid chachamim overrides that. So somebody who's in yeshiva and he's learning how to learn, and he's in the stage of his life where he's mishamish tamid chachamim, so for such a person, l'chora, we would say that he wouldn't be able to mivat the Torah from mitzvah she'ev shel asa adei cheirim, of course. This is all b'derech redden and learn and talking and learning and pilpul, but not halacha l'maisa. For halacha l'maisa, you can ask your local Orthodox rabbi. In the year 1972, in Parshas Noach, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz gave a shir on the union of Shimush Tamid Chachamim, Mir Yeshiva, Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, and we've been going through his Sfarim in Lamdis and Gemara and Mishnah, and but he's most famous in the Olam for his Sefer on Musar. It's mamish an unbelievable Sefer, just such big Yesodos that emerge from Rav Chaim's words. We're going to be talking more about Shimush Tamid Chachamim based on Reb Chaim. It says in the pasuk, "V'Yoshua ben Nun, Mali Ruach Chachma, Ki Samach Moshe Siyada B'Olav." Yoshua ben Nun, the shir should be a special chus for Armin Mirasi, Moshe ben Peshadina, Armin Yisrael, Moshe Mordechai, and for Shlomo Gittelman Shlita, the Shlomo Bracha Batzlacha. B'Chol Maaseh Yadav, Yoshua ben Nun was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moshe Rabbeinu lay his hands upon him. The Gemara says, "Menon milstam riyin shechamra lamara tivusa l'saki d'chsiv Yoshua bin Nun." Rashi says, "Where do we know hayayin shel amelech uvashosen osa machzikim tov l'sara mashkim below the melech?" That the wine belongs to the king, and those who drink it have gratitude to the sara mashkim and not to the king, because it says in the pasuk, "Kisamach Moshe yasiyadav alav." The chachman gedula are connected to Moshe, as if he was the one giving it to Yoshua, even though it's only me, Pia Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Chamra Lamara, the wine belongs to the master, belongs to Hashem. Tivus that Koras HaTov is to the Shakya, to the one who's pouring it. So it's God's wisdom. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving it over to Yoshua, Ki'ilu is good, but God's wisdom. But Moshe Rabbeinu gets the credit. So this is a Milsa Da Amri Inshi. The Gemara says, "Menon Milsa Da Amri Inshi." But we see afterwards that it's a mefurish pasuk. Yoshua bin Nun, Malei Ruach Chachma, Ki Samach Moshe Siyadav. the Chachum and the Gedula that were given to Yoshua Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nesina was through Moshe that Moshe Rabbeinu placed his hands upon him. Otherwise Yoshua would not have been able to take it for himself. And that's what people say, that even though the Yayin is the Yayin of the king, but those who drink it have an obligation to be Machzik Tova, have an obligation to have gratitude to the Sarah Mashkim. And so is the inyan of Shimash Tamer Chama. The rabbis say, Shafilu Kara, Vishan of Lo Shimesh, Harezeo Amaretz. Even if a person reads Mikra, he's a Baki in Tanakh, he's a Baki in Mishnais, but if he wasn't Mishamish Tamer Chamim, he didn't serve Tamer Chachamim, so he's an Amaretz. It's, we see there, even if he learned Sifra, Sifri, Halachas, but he wasn't Mishamish Tamer Chachamim, he shouldn't be Mitzarif him to Birchas Hamazon. It's considered an Amaretz. And this is all that the Ofen of Hasagas HaTorah is Betzura Shel Tivusa L'Shakya. Because the only way you can get Torah is through the Mashkim, through the Sarei HaMashkim, or the Rabbeim. And that's the obligation of Shimush Tamid HaChachamim, which can mean to literally serve them. It could mean to learn from them Svara, how to learn. So Chazal say this is very, very Chamor. Man de lo mishamish chakina ketola chayv, it says in Abbas Rabbi Nasa, somebody's not mishamish to me, the chamis chayv misa. And the explanation is that a person cannot be masik Torah by himself, he needs his rabbeim. We see in the Gemara in Nida 70b, the Anshe Alexandria asked Rabbi Shua ben Chanan, Yimai said, Amiyecha, what should a person do to be wise? So he says, Marvi be yeshiva, sit a lot and learn, and do a little bit of business, only a little bit of business. So they said, yeah, a lot of people learned a lot and did only a little bit of business and they weren't successful. You should be mevakesh rachamim from Hashem, ki Hashem yitein chachma yupiv dasu sfuna. And the Gemara gives a mashal, Melech Basar Vadam, he made a seuda and he sends to the one he loves what's in front of him. Rashi says, ka chachma la'oavav, the Chachma to those who God loves is given from the mouth of God and not from another treasure, not from another Otsar. So what this means is that a person can be Makabel Chachma de Sheyar be Yeshiva, but lo also be Yadam, because this Chachma is not Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's from another place. The only way you're going to be Makabel Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by being Mevakesh Rachamim, by davening. L'chora, this is a stira from what we see in the Medrash. Ve'amale osa ruach elokim b'chachma limdecha she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu malei chachma yishliyesh lo kfar. In order for one Hashem to give one chachma, you need to already have it. So we see that tzchalas hachachma starts with the person, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills him with chachma. And that's what we see the opposite, that chachma satara, you can't get it all. That's what we saw before. Chachma satara, you can't get it all without Hashem. Here it says you start with the chachma. So it would appear that the Chachma that a person already has is another understanding. Because we find in the Medrash that a certain matron woman asked Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, it says, Yahav Chachma Sala Chakimen, he gives wisdom to the wise. It should have said he gives wisdom to the foolish. So he said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give Chachma to the foolish, they would sit in the bars, in the bathrooms, the bathhouses, in the dirty places, and they're not Mesasekba. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives wisdom to the wise that they sit in the Bate Knesias and Bate Medrashas. Therefore it says, Va'amale, I'll fill him up. Somebody already has Chachma. So we see from Chazal that it doesn't mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chachma to somebody if he already has a little bit of Chachma's own. But rather what it means is that Chachma is somebody who values Chachma, who seeks out Chachma. Kadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chachma to somebody who will value it, not people who will be in dirty places and they won't be able to learn. The Gemara says, "My kamash malan." Why does it say "Yarbi b'yeshiva"? You just have to ask mercy from Hashem. The Gemara answers, "Habaha lo sagia." A person can't be zochet a chachma satara just by davening. He also needs ribu yeshiva. He has to have both. He has to daven, and he also has to sit and learn. And just like chachma satara is not like other chachmas that you can just study a lot without asking for mercy, without davening. You need to daven also. So to limud haTorah is not like other chachmas, and a person can't learn it by himself. He has to learn it meirabosav, that they learn it from their rabbeim, ish mi pi ish, ad Moshe Rabbeinu mi pi agvur, and then he zochel haTorah min haotzer shebepiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sharash is that it says Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai, Mesorah Yoshua, Yeshua Lezakenim. The Rambam writes, Nimsa Miravashi Ad Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 generations. And Nimsa Kula Me Hashem Elokei Israel. It's all from God. It was all passed down, God to Moshe, and all down the road of Chachamim. So Kabbalah Satorah is not only for the Dor HaMidbar, but rather each Dor Mekabli Torah and Piagvura. By learning from their Rabbeim, and their Rabbeim from who learned from their Rabbeim, and their Rabbeim learned from their Rabbeim, all the way back to Moshe at Sinai. So the way to be Mekabel Torah and Piagvur is through the Mesorah, through the tradition of Rav to Talmud. And that's why there's such a serious Avera to be Pogea B'Kavod HaRav. And a person's Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo, he's Chayv Misa, and there's no Mechila there, because it's a Pegiah in the Mesores. It's impinging on the tradition, which is Rebbe to Talmud, and that Talmud turns into a Rebbe to his Talmidim, and weiter. Lazar says, Me'olam lo amarti davar shelo shamati mipi Rabbi. I never said anything I didn't hear from my Rebbe. Could it be? He never said anything of his own. It says elsewhere in the Avos Rebbe Nosson, Rebbe Lazar would darshan things nobody ever heard. So the pshat is, famous Perush of Reb Chaim, is that he would say what his Rebbe would have said. In other words, not everything he said his Rebbe had actually said, but everything he said his Rebbe would have said. And if he didn't know what his Rebbe would have said, he didn't say anything. And the Sharish is that the only way this is a hamshach of the Mesorah is if he assesses that this is what his Rebbe would say. That's again the inyan of Shimush Talmid Chachamim, learning from a Rebbe Svara and physically serving the Rebbe. That's all part of continuing the tradition and understanding that that's how it's passed on. In Brachas Daf Samach Gimel, Rabbi Hananya, he would make Ibur Shanim and Chutz Laretz, and they said to him to cut it out. If you don't listen to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, Achya and even a Mizbeach, somebody named Achya is going to build a Mizbeach, Hananya is going to be Menagin Bekinor, you're going to play the violin, Yichbur Kulam Vyom Reyn Lanu Chelek Ulakai Yisrael, and then everyone's going to say, we know Chelek in the God of Israel. And that's the Seder Yerida. First, you're not Makabal and Maris of Gedolei Hador, you throw off the yoke of the Rabbanim, and then once it throws off the yoke of the Rabbanim, and it's not a long path until he throws off the yoke of God. Because again, as we said before, the Rav is like a tzino, the Rav is a pipeline for Dvar Hashem. Nimtzu kula me Hashem elokei Yisrael, like the Rambam says in Zagamah deParish Mishnayis. That's all from the all from God. From that's this whole chain of transmission, all started with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We find in Chulin Dav Zayin, Reb Pinchas Ben Yair was going on Pidyon Shvuyim, and he got to the Nar and he said, "Split for me." And then Nar ended up splitting for him after they had a whole conversation. There was a certain person who was carrying Chitim for Pesach, and he said, this person's doing a mitzvah, split for him also, and the river split. And there was an Arab that was with them, and he said, hey, you can't, this is not, people are going to say, this is not the way you treat your people who accompany you. So he split for the Arab also. So it's clear that somebody's holich b'ledvar mitzvah is not zochet kriyas yamsuf. So what does it mean when he said to the river that he's osik b'mitzvah? That this way he was mischaber to the Ashpah of Pinchas Ben Yair. Pinchas Ben Yair was going to be Pod Shvuyim. And therefore in the Schus of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, the river split for his friend who was Osik B'mitzvah, and even for the Arab. We see in the Gemara that it was Mishum Schus Hashor Pinchas Ben Yair. And that's the whole idea of Hashpah's HaRav. Through the Hashpah of the Rav, you get great things. It says in the Gemara in Brachas Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Gadol Shimushi Yosef Limuda. As it says, Po Elisha Ben Sheva She Yotzek Maim Al Yidei Eliyahu. He poured water in Eliyahu's hands. Not that he learned, he poured water. because it's not just physical, it's not just the learning of material, intellectual, but a person should be davuk b'rabo, a person should cling to his Rebbe, and this is accomplished even by washing his hands. And taking care of his other needs, it says in Chazal in the Dharma Lamed Ches, that the Torah was only given to Moshe and his seed, and he had a generous eye, and he gave it to the Jewish people as well. And this is talking about Pilpula Shel Torah. And says the Gemara, that the Pilpul he gave us with an Ayin Tova. So even though it was only originally given to Moshe Lazaro, but because Moshe Rabbeinu had a Tovas Ayin, he was Meshatev as Kol Yisrael B'Kabbalas HaTorah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Tziner, Sheikablu Chelek Zeh Shel Torah. Al Yodor Nitan L'Kol Yisrael. He called Inyan Malas HaRav is to be a Tziner Hashpa. Through which the Talmud is Makabel, and that's how we were Zochet of Plupula Shel Torah, because we got it through Moshe. And that's what Rabbi says, Erevin Yad Gimel Amid Bey, is not that I'm sharper than my friends, because I saw Rabbi Meir from the back. If I had seen him from the front, I'd be even sharper. Ve'yonecha Rosas Marecha. Your eyes should see your Rebbe. What's the sinyan of Re'ias Rabbo? Not even Shimush Tamid Chachamim. So the explanation may be that it says that Ve'ene Yisrael Kovdu Mizokon Lo'icha Liros, the eyes of Yaakov got heavy from old age, he couldn't see, and they vayigashos sameila vayashik lam vayichavik lam. His foreigner says loyichaliros kideshetacholav brachasu barosos. He couldn't see that when he would see them, the bracha would be chav. But since he couldn't see, there was no bracha. Vayishak lam vayichavik lam kideshetidbak nafsho ben betacholalim brachasu. He kissed them, he kissed his grandchildren, he hugged them, in order that the bracha should be chal. So we see that when Yaakov Avinu sees Bnei Yosef, his nefesh was dovik in their nefesh, and with this, the bracha will be chal. And that's the inyan of Re'ias Rabbo. That creates a dveikus between the Rebbe and the Talmud. That's how the bracha is chal, through Re'ia, and also through Re'ia, when you see your Rebbe, that creates this dveikus between the Rebbe and the Talmud, and then the Rebbe can be mashpia. Just like when the grandfather Yaakov sees the grandchildren, he can be mashpia as bracha. When you see your Rebbe, you also are going to be more mashpia, because there's this tveikus between nefesh harav and Talmud. So there's a lot more to say on this topic, but we will conclude for this time, and Mirtz Hashem, we should be zochah to continue this unbelievable inyanim of Kinyani Torah, and we should be zochah to properly be mishamish to Meirei Chachamim and learn more about it in order to fully be mekayim divrei Chazal and to be zochah to a Kinyan of Torah. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.